girl. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got a year.
Oh, I am all mellow, but don't think that that's not going to make the second half of the show. We'll still be on fire. So stay tuned. We've got Tarek Maddox up now, and then in the last part of the show, I'm going to talk about which submarket in Miami is going to be the next Brickell Avenue. It's going to be awesome, so stick with us. Tarek, are you out there?
Yes, sir, Jim. I'm here. How's it
going? Oh, it's going great. You know, I was pushing a little hard on my comeback. I think I may have stressed it a little too hard, so I'm going to rest for 2 days. What do you think about that?
Hey, resting is always good, but it's always good to get back at it. You don't want to rest for too long, but that segment Dr. Mehta did was awesome, talking about the horseback analogy and the body and mind, reflection and introspection and the breathing and posture alignment. I think all that was great, but kicking it up to the next level, Jim, after that segment, I'm just so relaxed right now, to be honest with you.
Well, let's start. Well, let's focus. Let's do a little play off of what he did then. We'll drive our subject towards that. So, Tarek, you know, you work out with a lot of these pro athletes, and I always tell people that when people get to the pro leagues, that the most important differentiating point is mental. How do you keep your clients, guys like Frank Gore, mentally sharp during these drudgeries of working out?
I mean, to be honest, I mean, it is all psychological, and we do a lot of talking, quiet talking, thinking, and then somewhat meditation, and just concentrating on what we have to do. We don't just go and get right into it, especially right before the season. It's all mental. We're trying to prevent injuries, prevent the twists and bruises. Anything we can possibly prevent all starts with psychological, you know, practices and concentration with yourself.
Well, what kind of psychological trick, without giving away too many of your secrets that get the guys to the pros, what could just an average everyday person use in their workout? Let's make believe it's Saturday, you came over, mm-hmm. I'm kind of pooped out, you know, that never really happens, but let's make believe it does, and don't want to work out. You know, what kind of visualization, you know, what can you do to help, or what like little visualization thing can you give to people where they can plug it in that typically works to help people flip the switch?
Basically, what you can do is, like Dr. Medici stated, he touched on this a little bit, just kind of visualizing what you're going to do before you do it. Breathing techniques, just taking things very slowly and not just, you know, throwing yourself into a crazy workout or just going through it just to get it done. You know, it all starts with breathing, you know, like you were saying, sitting on the stability box, relaxing and kind of visualizing yourself before you actually get into action. And, you know, you go over every rep in your mind. You know, you can picture yourself doing these things before you get into it. So when you do get into it, you're doing them more concentrated, better form, better technique, and taking your time. So it all starts with that thinking and concentrating first.
You know, it's absolutely amazing because I sit here and I got to say it this way. I close my eyes and I visualize when we're working out. And that's what you're saying. You're saying, okay, Jim, deep breath. Focus,
yeah.
Visualize
right.
What you're doing,
right.
Good technique, good form, yeah. Keep your posture right. It's like you could see, it's like you say that every time I'm doing an exercise, and I just repeated it because it's now become part of my muscle memory.
Exactly. It's very important to do that. And breathing also, that's how your muscles are fueled with oxygen. You have to breathe, you have to breathe. You know, when you feel that lactic acid building up throughout the reps, you want to keep your posture, you make sure you're breathing throughout every rep, just so you're not too relaxed while you're lifting, while you're moving or while you're into exercise action.
Well, I tell you, if somebody turns on the show today, all they're going to hear is a lot of heavy breathing coming out of the studio, but that's because we're trying to stay mellow, centered, and focused. Now, Tarek, what's the most important thing when people are working out? We've talked about staying hydrated during the summer. We've talked about using things that you can control, not machines that control you. What would be something people are now coming back? They were on vacation. They're all mellow. They ate a little bit. They got some sun. Now they want to get back into their routine. What do you think they should do? What kind of advice can you give somebody to put on the 10 summer pounds?
Well, basically, come with a plan. You know, approach the situation with a plan. You know, design yourself a plan. You know, you can easily start off with a basic self, with your own body weight. You know, don't just jump into a workout or a routine. Don't just go to the gym not knowing what you're going to get yourself into. Write it down. Take some steps. Take your time to kind of visualize yourself, what you're going to do before you do it. Have it on paper. Have it in your phone, in your notepad or anything. So just basically have something that you can look at and follow as you get yourself back in the town, back in the gym, and you kind of get yourself back going. So just know, approach the situation with a plan, basically.
Now, you know, in the last month or so, I've been using a Fitbit, and Larry Zinn will be on the show next week. Larry and I are going to talk about our Fitbit competition and how I'm beating these guys that are 20, 25 years younger than me every week. But that's a story I'll taunt them next week. But we're using the Fitbit. The Fitbit's not exactly perfect, but what it does do, it does allow me to see my night sleep profile, which is very important. We'll talk about that with Dr. Med in a couple weeks probably. And it also shows me my generalized activity level. It doesn't really work good for people that are lifting weights, but if you do a lot of aerobics where you move your arms, it seems to be okay. And I got to believe it. If you use it for a few weeks, you can start to get the understanding that really the way it works is relative. What do you think about people that are using these new Fitbits and stuff like that?
I would consider them for beginners, just to kind of see their activity level. You got to download the application, put the Fitbit on, and get it started and get it going. That's the very beginning phases of what you should be doing if you want to keep track. If you have the time and the patience to do that, unlike myself, I have one, but I don't really use it. But I think it's good for
Well, Tack, you don't use it because you do a lot of weights and a lot of pumping, and it doesn't really register that. But what we do is a lot of cardio, and it's really helped me keep track.
Exactly. I think the Fitbit is a good device that you should use if you're a beginner, especially. And I don't see anything wrong with it, but it definitely will keep track of those steps that you take, Jim. I know that.
Yeah, and how about the way that these pros are using what they're calling the jockey on the Dolphins, where they're loading up all of these new data monitoring devices?
Exactly.
What's going on with that? Is that something you and Frank and the rest of the guys are using now?
Not necessarily. Not every player, not every program will incorporate that. But, the strength and conditioning, this day and era, everything changes all the time. So you got to keep up with that stuff if you want to, with those kind of organizations. You got to be in there. You got to keep up with it. Things change all the time. New scientific research on all these body movements and speed and all this stuff. So, and I guess they just like to take their players to another level at that level. So, that's what they're using now.
Well, Tarek, we've only got about a minute and a half left, so I'd like you to tell everybody how they can find you, Twitter, all that other stuff, and, go for it.
Okay. You can follow me on Twitter at Tarek Maddox, or you can always give me a call on my office, area code 786-278-5584, and I'm always around, Jim. If they can get in touch with you, they can get in touch with me.
100%. Now, Tarek, we're going to get together on Saturday. What do you got planned for me Saturday?
We're going to do like Dr. Mehta said, we're going to start off with some breathing techniques and just visualize us on the beach and just relaxing before we get into that crazy, sweaty workout. We're going to take some of his advice and try to incorporate it with what we do.
Okay, we do it on the end, too. We do it on the end when we relax in the pool and do the last 15 minutes aquatic. It's Tarek Maddox, trains Frank Gore, trains budding NFL superstar and savior of the Miami Dolphins, Lamar Miller, and he could train you. If you want to work with Tarek, how do they find you?
Hey, just follow me at Twitter, at Tarek Maddox, or give me a call again, area code 786-278-5584.
Or you can check out everything we do by looking at the hashtag #FitForLife. Tarek Maddox, Jim Fried, we're Fit for Life. We'll be back after this. I'm going to talk about what neighborhood's going to turn into Brickell next. Back after this. Thank you, Tarek Maddox.